Hi, my name is Dana, and thank you for tuning in Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. Today's show, I will be focusing on the truth about vitamins and supplements and the five things you should know and the benefits of meditating. Whether there are spilling out of your medicine cabinet or filling up your bathroom countertops, you are not alone. If you are one of the millions of Americans who take vitamins or supplements each day, supplements are certainly beneficial to our health. However, it is important to know which vitamin or supplement can benefit your health and which may be harmful. My journey consuming vitamins began during my preschool years when consuming Flintstone vitamins. That's right. Consuming those good old tasty Flintstone vitamins until my preteen years. For me, it reduced a lot of sickness related to colds, childhood viruses that were not life-threatening, but it really helped my immune system. But I noticed during my teenage years, my health started declining a little bit when not consuming those delicious, tasty Flintstone vitamins. I began to notice that I was prone to colds, flu, strep throat, and underlying illnesses that were not threatening. But thanks to my good old remedies or different things that my grandmother had in her medicine cabinet, I started noticing that I was taking as far as another different approach on consuming different supplements. I started taking like B vitamins for energy and other supplements that would help here or there. But then I stopped again during my early adult years. And then I began to notice when I started going to the doctors, they started introducing me back to these good old vitamins, but in a different way, like multivitamins that had different other vitamins in them, like vitamin K, vitamin D, which was good for my bone structure and my energy levels, but that was to name a few. But then after during my childbearing years, when I was about to have my child, the doctor started telling me to take more different other vitamins, like folic acid. It would be great for my baby, the fetus, as it was growing. And then I noticed I started taking more different other supplements. Other than the pills, I started taking the liquid form because sometimes a lot of people are feeling uncertain about what kind of vitamins to take because of their reaction or how they're digesting it. But it's up to the individual whether or not he or she would like to take the pill, the powder, or the liquid. Bottom line is, these vitamins will help you during like different stages of your life or if you're lacking a certain type of minerals or deficiencies that in which you feel that needs to be taken a more approach, which are vitamins and supplements. They contain different ingredients in them, but it's very important that you consult with your doctor or dietitian before starting any type of vitamin intake, because you never know if your medicines might not agree, or you might have a reaction when taking these supplements. Some supplements are very effective, while some are not effective. But you need to consult with your doctor before starting any type of vitamin or supplement regimen. A lot of people consume different supplements and vitamins than others, but take what is necessary for you and what will suit your daily lifestyle change. In most cases, multivitamins are very good, but some of the ingredients might not. So it does caution you before starting this. I know for me personally, I can't take vitamin K because I have an underlying deficiency with my blood type, which causes blood clotting. So I know that vitamin K is out of the question for me. But I can take other different vitamins, such as I take my multivitamins, far as with dealing with my growth of my level changing, hormonal changes. Since I am a woman and my estrogen might change, and fluctuate, I know I have to take a vitamin according to my age group, not as far as how I look, but according to what's inside my body and also outside of my body, my skin, lactations, and my energy level has changed since I was a preteen, a teenager, or a young adult. Since I'm now middle age, it does play a factor. And I do pay attention to my body as far as what I need and what I don't need. And it will let me know because of my age. It does play a factor. Most importantly, remember, before you choose a supplement, speak to your doctor or your dietitian before starting this regimen. Take supplements that are right for your body type. It will help you and it will also strengthen you, inner and outer. No matter what your goal is, when taking supplements, one thing is certain, they aren't a replacement for your nutrients. It will only help you and benefit you when you're eating properly, when you're exercising daily, and most importantly, it will help your healthy lifestyle change. So we're going to take a short commercial break and we'll be back on managing your meditation. Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
I will be focused on meditation. That's right, meditating. I have found out through the years that meditation has benefited my healthy lifestyle change. And I'm going to let you know how it has helped my journey from calming down and relaxing after work or throughout the day. As far as reduce my stress level, it helps that because I didn't notice it until here recently during the pandemic. Meditation does help relaxation. It does help prior to working out. It helps after working out, just by simply resting and thinking of something positive versus just up and just jump and running in the hustle and bustle that we do every day. Sitting down and reflecting and getting your mind at ease helps a lot of things that's going on in today's world. Another thing is it helps control my anxiety. I know sometimes I get off on a tangent and I can't control certain things, but one thing for sure, I can control me and things in which I know that I sometimes get bent out of shape. But sitting down and listening to meditation music, I didn't even know it existed until I started as far as researching online, and I saw meditation, and then I played it, and it was a musical, like different instruments, and I started to unwind and close my eyes and think about different other things that was musical and enchanting. And then before I knew it, my mind was at ease. Then I went back and refocused and started back the task at hand, in which it already, you know, made me feel uncertain. But then I got back into the swing of things. So meditation music is so refreshing. Another thing is this sitting down and meditating and writing out things. You can always sit down and revisit and rewrite down positive things or take a negative perspective. And while listening to soothing music and writing down some helpful thoughts will help during your meditation. a lot of people might not find it very useful, but meditation can be when you're lying down, when you're just writing down simple thoughts, or when you're just sitting down, listening to soft music or meditation music. It helps a lot. It builds on far as your attention span. It helps you to have self-awareness and enhances your mood and enhances your communication with others before working out, before sitting down having a meal, or after having a meal, or after working out. It helps a lot. It can generate a kinder spirit, a kind of motivation that you never thought that you had. I know for me, it has really incorporated a lot of positive things in my life when I'm thinking that I'm just having things out of control. Things are just getting out, like with the kids and the pandemic. It helped me flow into who I am. And it helped me get in touch of the reality that life has its woes and glows. But on top of it, you need to set the tone for you. Engage into who you are mentally, and it will help you physically by meditating. Those thoughts and meditating your reactions. And it also will help you to help others out around you. Whenever someone is engaging in things in which you see, you can help that person out by letting them know, hey, just take a step back, think about it, relax, and bottom line, bring them back around to your meditation skill that you can help fulfill with their life. And with that being said, at KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, we have a lot of different meditation gears and things for you that will help others around you. So check out KumbaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we have dynamic personal trainers. We have women's and men's sportswear and different other things that will help you with your meditation journey and fitness and wellness goals. So come on back to our podcast, to Hype Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness, where we can help you build and mold your healthy lifestyle. And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty, Hair, Skin, and Fitness.